Hey, I want to say welcome tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and this is the SurviveToThrive.net hour, and we're very grateful, very, very grateful to Steve Quayle for the time that we've been given to listen, share with you all over the world, and we're very glad that many of you have written in and have sent some notes to us. Listen, I'm just now sending a note to a former military soldier. Now, I'm not going to mention any names tonight, but I'm going to talk and mention the email content tonight because he is sharing some of the very concepts we're talking about, that idea of presence, that idea of energies. Listen, in the world of psi powers and psi abilities and supernatural abilities, behind the abilities comes an energy, comes a presence, comes a power. But let me tell you something. I'm going to make it very, very clear tonight. Listen, behind or connected to the energy, the power, the presence is an entity. You and I've got to understand, even when it comes to those who are believers in Jesus Christ, that listen, the sense of God's power, God's presence, you feel the presence and power of God in your life, that's all about a presence and power that is inseparable from the person. So when you feel the power of God, you feel the presence of God, that is God. And listen, for those who believe in Jesus and receive the power of the Spirit of God, there's no question that we're involving powers. We're involving that which affects us. And we can use the word supernatural if we want to, but supernatural, we must remember that there are two sides of the fence. Kind of like the occurrence years ago that we had when we were doing, well, we were praying for somebody. This was a person that spent time at Fort Bragg in the Psi projects. They were very versed in all kinds of supernatural things, including projecting thought, projecting power, remote viewing, astral projection, and in satanic ritual warfare, the summoning of demons and the sending of demons. So I want to tell you tonight that as I sat right before this individual and a fellow pastor sat next to me. Now, this is a person that we cared a lot about, and to this very day we care a lot about. I have not seen them for years, but that one night, we sat there praying over them, engaging things, feelings, presence that was inside of them. When all of a sudden, I felt this individual looked at me, and I knew that something else had taken over. Something that was, well, they were bold. They were seductive. And when this individual looked into my eyes, I can tell that there was something unholy about all of it. And the next thing I realize, as they were saying, basically, do you want some of this? I'm going to tell you what. I instantly felt like a wave. Now, I was writing a note down, and I wrote down spirit of lust. And the fellow pastor sitting next to me, he was writing notes down too in this interaction. And when I felt this sense of wave, this energy, this presence come literally to almost like touching me and beginning to, grip me, I instantly repelled from the inside. My will repelled against it. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus Christ. It instantly withdrew. We commanded it to be present fully. And then we commanded it to tell its name. And then we commanded it to get out of this person. And it didn't take very long for that to occur. And I looked at my pastor friend after all what was done. I said, what did you write down? He had the word down, lust, the spirit of lust. It was an unholy, sensual lust, a presence that I could feel actually begin to grip me. And for me as a believer, the Spirit of God dwelling within, it was a real sense of filthiness, a real sense of unholy presence. Now that energy, that feeling, that presence that began to touch me and grip me, it was connected to the entity within this person in front of me. And of course, the authority of Christ was exercised, and this, and again, demonic spirit. Now listen, that's the problem. Most people do not realize that the energies or the powers or the abilities they're getting are actually connected to an entity. So listen, tonight on SurviveToThrive.net, listen, is the guest host tonight, Russ Dizdar, website ShatterTheDarkness.net. We're talking about the dark side of the supernatural. By the way, there's a book with that title out there. Very good book to give individuals. The Dark Side. Matter of fact, I'll bring it up tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on the live show and mention the author and some of the contents of The Dark Side of the Supernatural. And we must realize in unprecedented ways, since the 60s, this thermometer has been going up and up and up and up, and the exchange, the encounters, the grip of a supernatural presence has been going on, and it's been growing. And I want to say again, as I've said before, that it is right now unprecedented, but it will only get deeper, wider, broader. And there will be even more fantastic, almost unbelievable, supernatural events occurring, including supernatural energies or presence or engagement encounters with individuals where they feel and or receive powers that they can use, powers to heal. Powers to find out esoteric or hidden, what they think would be hidden knowledge. Presence and power to project things. Listen, it will involve the feeling of this presence, this feeling or voice all around us. And we've been dealing with hundreds of cases over the years now of individuals who have had these encounters. I mean, many people, it begins with, well, something came into my room. They might even see something, feel something brush by them, feel something begin to influence them or even speak to them. For many people, it is a matter of transference from others. They go to a meeting where a channeler is or where somebody who's operating with an energy, in quotes I say, energy. And all of a sudden, they begin to open up to that same energy and want whatever that is. And in the beginning, it's a presentation, a offering of abilities, of powers, well, of all kinds of things. And here's where the danger comes in. I want you to know that supernatural events, engagement, encounters are occurring everywhere. There's two sides to the fence. The living Christ is saving with power and healing people and delivering people and showing his presence and power. And I can tell you many, many, many stories of the presence and power of God. I can tell you about revivals when the Spirit of God struck with great power hundreds of people all at once. I can tell you about individuals that we've led to Christ all over the place. Deliverance sessions where demonic presence manifested fully and engaged us and spoke to us and cursed us and mocked God. I can tell you about a lot of these things. And it is all ramping up. It is all happening everywhere. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned for young people. I'm concerned for young people who, they've been vulnerable for a long time. Their moms and dads have not been in any kind of church. The moms and dads have given them no sense of spiritual protection, spiritual authority, spiritual reality that would listen, for many, there's such a presence and beauty of the living Christ in their lives. There's just simply no desire. Nothing compares. Many of you who are believers out there right now, you know what I'm talking about. When I was not a believer, when I was into the energies and powers and the supernatural presence and anything that moved spiritually, I went from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, because literally the finite powers were never enough. They didn't fit that hole in the soul. As someone called it, that God-shaped vacuum in the soul. And so by the millions, New Agers have been in this eclectic spiritual, you know, embrace, encounters, experiences, one upon another, like almost like a spiritual drug addict. And getting all these experiences everywhere and in every place, and yet nothing seems to answer the question. So there's a quest to get more. There's a quest to find something else. There's a quest to engage the next. And let me tell you something. If you engage the spirits, the fallen ones, and you feel the energy, the power, the presence, and even receive enhancements in your life, you receive enhancements to your what you would think would be limited human abilities. Now, we all have capacity. We have capacity to perceive and sense. But if an outside spiritual presence or energy or power comes our way, or we have sought it out, and we have allowed or opened the door or went through some kind of practice that allowed the energy to attach, to operate into our lives and through our lives. And I've seen many people out there doing this, including remote viewers. There are remote viewers that have asked me, listen, let me remote heal. In other words, they want to, from thousands of miles away, bring about healing. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are some effects to this. There are some psychics that have some effect to this. There is real effect flowing from real energy and power. But where the blind spot is, by the millions of individuals, maybe by some listening tonight, maybe a remote viewer, a psychic, someone who has some kinds of powers that you've been operating in. Question is, what is the source? You say, well, it's just an energy. It's just a power. It's just an ability. It's just human, but it operates in me. I become passive and it begins to flow through me. I see something and I have this energy or presence that begins to give me the perception, and I see into people. I see dead people. And you know it's coming from a human enhancement, an outside source that has mounted you, attached to you, and has now begun to come through the capacities that God has originally given you to perceive Him, to perceive God, to receive God's power, God's might, God's energy, God's love. You're going to find out something, that if you are embracing the dark, finite spirits and the energies and powers and abilities they are offering to millions, you're going to find out very clearly that you cannot have both the powers of these finite spirits and also at the same time engage, receive, and have the powers of God. Matter of fact, the finite spirits are going to try to convince you that it's all coming from God. But I'm going to tell you very clearly, experientially, biblically, that what comes from God points back and leads to God. Whatever it be, a sign or a wonder or a miracle or a healing or a vision or a dream. If it comes from God the Holy Spirit, it is God communicating, carrying the presence of God, and leading to the purposes of God, which are good, pleasing, and perfect all the time. And for many that are embracing the finite, fallen, dark spirits and the powers and enhancements, you're getting caught up in such a broad way, you don't even have room to open up to God. The powers and the spirits and the energies that you're, listen, that you're receiving, I'm going to tell you, the majority of individuals I've dealt with in deliverance did not realize that the energies, the powers, the abilities were connected to a real entity. The entity was cloaked. The entity did not want the individual to know what it really was. And again and again and again, in hundreds of cases, commanding that energy, that presence, and commanding that spirit that was operating in and on a person to make itself known and manifest and show what it really is. I have watched those powers throw people to the ground. I have watched those powers come up and literally, as if they've been found out and exposed, they come manifesting through a human mouth, screaming at me, cussing at me, mocking God, showing the real nature, the real character, and the real agenda. Listen, when the energies that are operating through many thousands of Luciferians, millions of New Agers, are confronted by the living Christ, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Listen, why do you think he's called the Holy Spirit? You ever wonder in the New Testament again and again and again, he's called the Spirit of Life, the Eternal Spirit, the Spirit of God? He's called the Holy Spirit. Because in the world in which we live, this fallen world, there are dark, unclean spirits not operating randomly, but in a massive agenda, pouring more and more into our realm, leading and energizing. Listen, you're going to find behind globalism massive spiritual energy. You're going to find behind the development in technologies for super weapons, space weapons, you're going to find behind that stories of scientists, mill lab workers, and others like Ingo Swann, where all of a sudden some kind of message, information, revelation, data plops into their head, enters into a dream, and all of a sudden they've got another piece that fits in the development of new technologies, and they have no idea that those technologies will eventually develop and be used in the near future. My friends at Armageddon, let me take a moment tonight and say again, thank you for being here. For those who are new, this is Russ Dizdar. I'm a guest host here tonight on SurviveToThrive.net, thanks to Steve Quayle. And listen, I want you to know that the website, if you want to know all about us, you can go to ShatterTheDarkness.net. And at ShatterTheDarkness.net, you're going to find, and it's a very busy site, you're going to find dozens and dozens of MP3s to download free, all kinds of information. The new book that is out, The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. You're also going to find free this month the entire book of Daniel, a teaching series of about 20 hours. It's all free. There's also a 7-hour series on the abyss. So if you want that, just go to shatterthedarkness.net, take a hold of it, and send it to your friends. If it's a benefit to you, pass it along. and we're glad to have it out there. Want to tell you also that we have a series on, we're calling it The Rise of Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. It is a big project that will end up being 55 to 60 hours of MP3s. I think we got about 8 or 9 up, and a new one will be out tomorrow. There's also a series on psi warfare and a series on discernment. Just letting you know, there's a bunch of stuff there to be helpful and to encourage and to teach. What I've realized in these live shows here by the emails that have been coming in, I realize that there are many that are listening that something eventually catches them. Something, you know, speaks to them to where they will then, you know, call. Listen, write in or want a phone call. And we're trying to reach every single person that does. We are behind many times on the emails, but I want to tell you about an email that came in from a soldier. And I want you to know, as many people have been worried, that many soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, can tell you about feeling a presence. I have a close friend that's a soldier. He told me, he said, Russ, when I stepped out onto the land, I could feel it. I could feel it in the air, a heavy oppression, a presence, a power. We've been hearing about many soldiers being depressed and having feelings of suicide and thoughts of suicide. Kind of like involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings that have been striking them, depressing them, coming against them, and many of them have no idea what that is. Now, we have put out a MP3 called Don't Say Suicide. It's directly for soldiers. We put out a MP3 called How to Be Free from Dark Spirits that we've offered free. It's on the Preemption Broadcast Podomatic. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, go down below and you'll see a place where it says Preemption Broadcast Podomatic. And then when you get there, scroll down, you'll see some specific sessions we've done to target soldiers. And I've interacted with families, interacted with soldiers. And I believe if many believers in Christ are listening, and you understand spiritual warfare, and you understand that spirits come and at first against a believer or against anyone, literally, they will bring involuntary feelings. Feelings of depression, feelings of darkness, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of depression that eventually lead to a feeling, the feeling of suicide. And the more the feelings are there, if it's coming from the dark side, pretty soon some thoughts, involuntary thoughts, begin to pop into the mind, pop into the head. Thoughts about taking your own life. I'm going to tell you, we've dealt with this many times over the years. I'll never forget the woman that came into the offices, brought to us by a psychologist. Went through all kinds of counseling, but she was oppressed, she was depressed, she had feelings and thoughts of suicide. But as we prayed for her, in the name of the living Christ, as we commanded the dark presence and this energy connected and flowing from entities, demons, we commanded them off of her and we led her out of that oppression and depression to a presence of God's hope and joy and freedom and power. She literally says that those meetings that we had with her and that deliverance that occurred saved her life. Let me tell you about another person. I'm standing in church one time as a pastor, and all of a sudden I get a sense from the Holy Spirit, and I speak it out somebody here in the audience has come in tonight and there is a spirit of suicide. Something's telling you to commit suicide. And at the end of the service, some young people brought over to me a 17-year-old girl. The 17-year-old girl was a visitor that night. She came up crying and she said, I don't know why I came with these guys tonight, because I had made plans to commit suicide tonight. And when you said that there's somebody here, it was as if God's finger came right upon me. And she wanted to be free, and she wanted to live, and she wanted to turn to God. I'll tell you of another story of a man and his wife and children. He was very involved in evangelism. His family was committed to the mission of God. They'd gone to the local mall, and they went to the food court where they were going to eat. And as they were walking across, looking at what food to eat, the one young daughter said, "Dad, see that woman over there? I feel like God wants me to go over there and talk to her." So the family sat down where they were going to eat. She went about 15 yards away where they could fully see her. She tapped the lady on the shoulder who was sitting by herself. And the dad said he can see his daughter talking to the woman, sharing with the woman. And then the daughter got up and came back to the dad and the mom and said, "Listen, this woman..." Well, what happened was this. The dad, the mom went over, talked to the lady. The lady literally said, "This was my last meal. I came in here to eat, and I was going to commit suicide. But this little girl came over and began to share the love of God, the love of Christ, and the power of God, an intervention. This lady gave her life to Jesus Christ," and the man said for the next 2 years, they have known her. She'd come to their church, was baptized, and became their friend, all because a young girl, led by the presence, the power of God. See, God's presence is all about life, liberating people. Maybe you need liberated tonight. Maybe you're listening tonight and you need liberated from the dark, foreboding presence over your life. The involuntary feelings that you don't know where they've come from. You don't know what happened to you. Let me tell you something. That presence, the deeper and broader and wider it gets a hold of anyone's life, well, it can bring about not only feelings, but convincing thoughts, well, about ending a life. Listen, let's take a few moments tonight. We'll be back right after Steve Quayle gives us this message. And thank you, Steve. Listen, as we're coming back right now, we're engaging the powers. We're engaging what these energies are. These are the very energies and powers that even, listen, military men and women and scientists and leaders have been engaging. Colonel Stubblebine, Colonel John Alexander was on with George Norrie just a week ago talking about all the psi powers and abilities that are coming in. But the incredible thing that Colonel John Alexander said that caught my attention was that he was telling the audience about the energies that were behind the operating psi powers, and that the big quest was to find out what, where, and the source of those energies. And listen, I'm going to tell you very clearly that without a superior presence, and I'm going to say very clearly again, the presence of the living Christ exploded on the scene 2,000 years ago and brought massive exposure to the supernaturalism, the demonic operating powers, possessions. I mean, if you take a look at Mark's Gospel chapter 5, you're going to find a man naked, cutting himself, living in the tombs, crying out, almost just the shreds of humanity left. And he had supernatural enhancement. They could not chain him. He was so strong supernaturally that if they tried to chain him, he would break the iron chains. And people feared him. And I'm going to tell you that I have seen this many times of those who are deeply possessed obtaining, I mean, they had supernatural power. Women, 120 pounds, literally taking down staff members that we had in the room that were 280. We watched them with supernatural enhancements do this. Now, that's part of the reason for Psy Warriors. That's part of the reason the underground is enhancing their people with powers, because it brings a supernatural power, energy, force, and enhancement to them as they get ready to bring the great chaos and the new world order. Now, my friends, as we're talking tonight, I got an email and I wrote back this dear man that was a soldier. I mentioned that I was going to share this online, but I would not tell his name. So I'm going to just give you the quote. Here's the quote. It says this: "By the way, Russ, one thing you address that I find very interesting and with which I can really identify is the presence of evil in Iraq." Now, listen to what he says: the presence of evil in Iraq. I've mentioned it many times in podcasts, interviews, discussed it with soldiers. Now, here's what he goes on to say. "And for those who are biblically minded, remember, this is the territory of the Prince of Persia. This is the territory all through Iraq and Iran and that entire region where the Prince of Persia reigned in power with many, many, many other deities, demonic deities that were interacting and empowering and guiding the people. Now, this dear soldier goes on to say, and I quote, I was in the very first invasion and spent the first year in Iraq. And I can tell you I was oppressed like never before in my life. Even contemplating suicide." Now I want to stop there for a moment. I'm telling you what a soldier has written me. And we've heard by the hundreds soldiers who have committed suicide or attempted suicide. Oppression, depression, involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts, to where they become so overwhelming that the thoughts become a preoccupation and have even guided some to suicide. Now, here this dear soldier says, and I'm quoting again, "I was in the very first invasion and spent the first year in Iraq. I could tell you I was oppressed like never before in my life, even contemplating suicide." He goes on to say this, quote, "The evil was so manifest there, and it was so manifest in many visible ways, such as, for example, the spirit under which the guards at Abu Ghraib prison suffered, and which caused them to do all sorts of hideous things." Listen, I would urge you to read John Ronson's book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and the chapter where he interviews and talks with guards at Abu Ghraib. Guards that said it seemed like there was an unholy, a evil presence that literally lurked and followed the guards around inside that place. Don't forget, this is the place of dark demonic worship. Don't forget, this is the place where Saddam Hussein had dogs rape women, who had men and women tortured. This is the place of grave and horrific and terrifying evil on the scale of satanic rituals. And as U.S. guards have gone in, I'm going to say this right now in case of soldiers listening, when you are vulnerable without the Spirit of God, without Christ dwelling in you, and you don't, and you have entered a place where demonic presence has been welcomed in, where they have rights to be there, then I guarantee you those demonic presence that would be there would then begin to try to influence or affect or harm anyone else that would be in their territory. Abu Ghraib was a place of deep, dark, demonic presence. Energy would be felt. Presence would be felt. This dear soldier, and I'm going to quote it again, says these words, "The evil was so manifest there, and it was manifest in many visible ways, such as, for example, the spirit under which the guards at Abu Ghraib prison suffered, and which caused them to do all sorts of hideous things." This dear soldier goes on to say, quote, "After I came back, I suffered in my life for years under a really bad oppression that nearly ruined my life in many ways." I'm going to tell you right now that there are many soldiers that have felt this. Many soldiers that don't know what was happening. Soldiers that would think, "I'm going crazy. What's wrong with me? Where are these thoughts coming from?" Let me tell you what I do in training on spiritual warfare for believers in Christ. Based on the book of Ephesians chapter 6, when we talk about how those arrows... Now listen, do a study of Ephesians chapter 6 where it talks about putting on the armor of God so that you can feel and manifest the mighty power of God. Listen, putting on the armor of God has its great benefits, not only in guarding and preparing you to stand in direct attack against demonic force, but it involves ultimately the manifest, felt presence and power and might of God. Now, when you talk about the armor of God, there's one piece called the shield of faith. And the Spirit of God says that when we lift up the shield of faith, when we have the shield of faith raised up, that it extinguishes all, now listen to me, soldiers specifically, it extinguishes, puts out, annihilates all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We are talking about presence to skull, presence penetrating feeling, presence or feeling or even communication. Coming in from a dark presence. Arrows. This is talking about poisoned arrows, flaming arrows, dangerous, lethal arrows coming. To the believer in Christ who does not have the shield of faith up, but your faith is weak and your faith is down, you're going to be struck with involuntary feeling, involuntary thoughts, thoughts and feelings that say, God's not with you. God doesn't love you. You've missed the purpose of God. You're never going to be the same. You'll never be able to walk with God. You've disappointed God. All these things that will bring lies. The arrows that we're talking about are always lies. They're attacks. They are lies coming from the dark side. They begin with involuntary feeling, involuntary thought, and they are communicating. Please realize, and I'm telling you right now, there are many believers out there that have arrows sticking in their head, sticking in their feeling, in their heart, communicating lies that have suppressed, depressed, and defeated them. And if by the Spirit of God you recognize that these involuntary feelings and thoughts have struck you, it's time now to renounce them, reclaim the truth of God, lift up the shield of faith, which means faith in Christ, faith in every word of God. God will never leave you or forsake you. He who begins a good work in your life will carry it on to completion to the day of Christ. Don't forget the truth. The power is in the Word of God. There is truth. When we embrace the Word of God, the Spirit of God is able then to affect us. If you embrace the lie, those arrows that are sent by the evil one, they will depress you. They can bring defeat to you. They can get you off course. So I'm speaking to a lot of believers tonight that may have allowed a sense, and you've realized this is, listen, when you're sitting back and saying things like, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like never reading my Bible, never going to church, never listening to anything God has to say, not fellowshipping with God? Why do I feel like not even praying? Why do I have thoughts in my mind that are telling me your prayers are worthless? You couldn't win anybody to Christ. You can't serve God. God's not listening to you. Every one of those things are arrows. They are lies that are actively sent by. You've been targeted. That's what spiritual warfare is all about. And if you don't stand up and exchange those lies for the truth, biblical truth, exchange the lies for the truth, watch what happens in your feelings, in your faith. If you allow passively the lies of the enemy to lodge into you, you will be oppressed, you will be depressed, you will be defeated. You will feel that. If you break those, rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and believe in your Savior, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and believe the Word of God, preach it to yourself, cling to it, quote it, as Jesus did in Matthew 4, then you're going to watch your feelings change. If you exchange lies of the devil for truths the Holy Spirit gives, not only are you doing the right thing, but all of a sudden, you will begin to feel the presence and power of God encourage you from the inside out. You're going to realize that you have been literally hoodwinked by those lies. And you've learned. You've learned how the enemy works little by little by little to suppress you, defeat you, and scare you, and bring fear into your life. When all the while, God has said, lift up the shield of faith. Put on the helmet of salvation, all the aspects of your great salvation. No wonder the Holy Spirit says in the book of Hebrews to depressed and defeated Christians, do not neglect so great a salvation. See to it, brethren, that none of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that drifts away from the living God. Let me say to the remote viewers, let me say to the psychics and to the New Agers and to those who are questing and looking for something spiritual. Let me say that without the Spirit of God in your life and the Word of God operating in your life, you have nothing to counter dark supernatural presence that may at first arrive as if it was light. as if it was an angel of light. Just because it's supernatural doesn't mean that it's good. Just because something has teeth, it doesn't mean that it's not going to bite you, harm you. I'm telling you that dark spirituality have deep spiritual teeth that once bitten, the venom of that dark presence and that dark energy will drive you further and further away from God, the presence of God, the power of God, and bring tremendous delusion. I mean, there are some people out there, they believe they're going to become God. They believe that the energies and the spiritual evolution that they're going through, that they've been convinced of, is going to guide them to become God, God-like. That all the powers and enhancements of psychokinesis, telekinesis, clairvoyance, psychic prediction, remote viewing, listening to the information coming out of the Akashic records, listening to spirit channelers, hearing the ancient spirits among the Mayan ruins, that it's all spiritual, that it's all this eclectic, spiritual, supernatural engagement. Listen long enough. Open up wide and watch that presence invade your life. And I will ask you the question now, has the enhancement, has the energy, has that presence led you to God in personal relationship or away from God? Now, I've read something that I think is timely, is of divine appointment. There are many out there talking about a supernatural synchronicity that I have now found to be extremely dangerous. It involves an arrangement to lead a person further from God and to engage alternative and counterfeit supernatural spirituality. Like layer after layer after layer of an onion, spiritual layer after spiritual experience after layer, individuals are being blinded. You ever read 1 or 2 Corinthians 4:4? Referring to Satan himself, the God of this age. Look how the Spirit of God speaks about this presence that I'm talking about. The Spirit of God calls him, in a small g, the God of this eon, this age, this time period, who blinds the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon of God, the image of God, the visible representation of the invisible. That's what Jesus is. The exact visible representation of the invisible God. God in human flesh. And there is a supernatural operating force, energy, that is trying to do all that it can to keep even you layered with supernatural experiences, energies, human enhancements, but ultimately the purpose is blinding you, shutting down the spiritual capacities that God did put into us that is supposed to be able to receive and perceive, experience, and enjoy the living presence of God. That has been taken over by substitute, by alternative, by a spiritual counterfeit that is opposed to God. And I'm going to boldly say to those who have been gripped by the counterfeit, get out, man. Get out while you can. Why waste your life giving it to, even though you know there are supernatural powers and enhancements? Will you sell your soul while all the while God has been seeking And even right now, by divine appointment, speaking and summoning your life, come out of that fake light darkness, fake light that is dark, and come to the living God. God's invitation is to receive His power, His energy, His strength, His might, the gift of eternal life, the Spirit of God's presence into your life that you know, that you know, that you know, that you have it. Receiving Jesus Christ means receiving sheer forgiveness of all the wrongs instantaneously. It means being set free from the sin code, the death code of separation eternally from God. It means that the Spirit of God comes into your life and opens that spiritual capacity within you by the work of the Holy Spirit to feel, to perceive, and to know in personal fellowship the living Christ. It's not just power, it's not just energy, it's a relationship. Listen, I feel the power, I feel the energy, I feel the strength, I feel the comfort, I feel the guidance of the presence and power of God, but it is God. I know God. New Agers can't say it. I've asked them to their face. I've asked leaders. I've asked speakers. Do you know God? They'll talk about 1,000 experiences. Do you know God personally? Are you in fellowship with God? Do you know the living Christ in power, in love? I'm asking you that tonight. As a matter of fact, I've desired specifically for the soldier that wrote in tonight, that talked about and shared about the incredible evil presence he felt. Do you realize in Iraq and all over that area is where the Nephilim roamed? Ancient gods and goddesses, the moon god, the prince of Persia, Moloch and Baal and Shamash and all these ancient demon gods. They don't die. They didn't go away. They have sought presence and they've gotten territory. And there's a broad agenda because the dark side knows the living Christ is going to return. The dark side knows of the great white throne judgment. You've got to understand that. Many times people have come into my office brought by others feeling they've had an energy, a presence, a power, something in their life, even something that talks to them. And the moment they enter in, that presence in them looks at me and recognizes the living Christ, the Spirit of God inside, and have even thrown them to the ground or desired for them to run out the door and not permit me to pray. It could be that right now there's demonic energy, demonic powers, even in the archives when somebody listens months from now, that a dark presence that has led you to oppression and even suicide doesn't want you to listen. Well, in the name of Jesus now and at any time, Lord, I would ask that you rebuke those powers and we command those powers to be broken, destroyed. And we ask for the grace and the might and the power of the Holy Spirit to be poured out that you might, Father, lead individuals to liberty in Christ, healing in Christ, deliverance in Christ. I pray for this soldier that wrote me today, and maybe he's listening. And I pray that God's presence and power. Matter of fact, I have a verse, one of my favorite. It is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Let me read this. May the God of hope, you know what that Greek word means? A divine optimism. A very, very sense of assured good things to come. May the God who is the source of this kind of divine optimism. Listen to what it says. May the God of hope fill you. That involves a presence. That involves an effect in your life. May the God of hope fill you with all joy. and peace as you trust in Him. Believing in Christ. As you trust Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit can operate and literally bring this sense of incredible hope and assurance and fill you with a joy that comes from God, a peace that comes from God. Not alcohol, not drugs, not demon spirits, not fake alternative, finite fallen spirits. Here's what the Word of God goes on to say. It's the Hina clause. It's simply so that, with the result that, or the purpose that, you may overflow, you may abound, that you may literally, just like a glass of water that you put under and fresh, clean, good water is filling to the top, then overflowing and running everywhere. That's what this word means. That you would overflow with hope, divine optimism. This hope that comes from God. God wants you to overflow with hope, not oppression and depression, not suicide, not despair, not hopelessness. Supernaturally, God has power. God has presence. God can fill you with joy and peace. As you trust in Christ, you can overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, we're at the end of the hour. And I'm going to say, please, come to Christ. Those of you who need to do, come to Christ tonight. Write to me at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Let me know. I want to know about this. Do it tonight. Come to Christ. Believers, Romans 15:13 for you. May God, the God of hope, so fill you with joy and peace. Well, you read it. That's my prayer for you. You keep us in prayer. We'll see you Wednesday night, 6 p.m. God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net.